Destiny is calling.
You've taken your chances, made your mistakes, and now a final triumph.
Indy! Give him hell, Indiana Jones!
Because it's always worth it to fight for who you love.
I'd hoped that Jamie would stay away from it, but maybe he's supposed to be there. Maybe he always was.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly. On this special Memorial Day episode of What to Watch, we're previewing what's to come this summer with our top picks in movies, TV, and music. Here she is once again. She's torn into pieces, but she's putting herself back together. Our summer music pick is Kelly Clarkson's upcoming album, Chemistry. The Grammy-winning songstress, Emmy-winning daytime talk show host, and voice coach is back in the pop music game with a new LP full of emotional songs about her painful split and divorce during the pandemic. One of those songs is called Mine, which she performed on her talk show in April. Have a little bit of a listen to that. Well, when I chatted with Kelly about her new music, she told me she wrote some 40 to 50 songs after her breakup. And if we know anything from her hit 2004 album Breakaway, she knows how to write a breakup song. But there is more to the album than just those. Following her performance of Mine, she told her audience a bit about the song and album. Have a listen.
Many fans have been asking me for years, like, about a new project, and I've been working on a new album. It's just taken a minute. That song that I just did was actually one of the first singles being released from the record. It's called Mine, and well, I don't really need to explain it, because, you know, the lyrics are, well, they're pretty self-evident. I was feeling all the feelings when I wrote that one. So anyway, it's one of the songs though that I really wanted to release as one of the first singles to go out, because I feel like, yes, just get excited. I just love that I've never really done anything like that on a chorus and never changed tempo in a song. It was just a different vibe for me overall, so I was very excited about it. But obviously, I was also very angry and sad. So, but anyway, I did. I let it out, and I feel great now, but it's just fun. I get to sing it. anyway, but it's taken forever to get these songs done and out there and ready for me to sing them. So anyway, I hope you like the record that's coming out. It's not just all sad and angry. I swear it's like a whole arc of an entire relationship, because you can't diminish something to just one feeling.
So yes, Chemistry is not just a breakup album, but about the whole of a relationship. At a one-night-only LA show where she played the album, she told fans that the title represents the fact that, quote, two things can mix and create something beautiful or react negatively and explode. Chemistry is out June 23rd. You can read more of my interview with her at EW.com. While you're there, be sure to check out our other summer music preview features with Niall Horan, Jake Shears, Lucinda Williams, and TLC. Number two. This revolution will be televised. Our top summer TV pick is the upcoming season of Outlander. The Star series is returning with a supersized installment of 16 episodes and will focus on how the Revolutionary War is affecting the Fraser family. And we'll see what awaits Katrina Balfe's Claire in prison after last season's cliffhanger. Here's a preview.
You'll come back to me. You always do.
Ave Maria. not as brave as I was before you came. Not brave enough to live without you anymore.
We will make it back here one day, won't we?
Yes, that's enough.
There's unrest in the streets, if you haven't noticed.
Washington desperately needs soldiers up at Fort Ticonderoga.
I love this land. I want to fight for it.
I'd hoped that Jamie would stay away from it, but maybe he's supposed to be there. Maybe he always was.
You will not fight for the crown, even if for no other reason than to stand beside your son.
Battle is coming. I made a promise to myself. I would never face my son across the barrel of a gun.
With me!
Blood of my blood, bone of my bone.
Where did you get this?
Been saving it. Should I be killed, you could take it, go back.
For your family.
How do you feel, both?
Guess that's what fathers do.
Get the hell out of my house.
No! No, don't do that!
You'll come back to me. You always do.
Well, executive producer Matthew Roberts told EW, quote, "It's one of the most emotional seasons. There's a lot of heartbreak and joy and disappointment. Everything you want in a drama, it's all there." The new season of Outlander premieres June 16th on Stars. Check out EW.com for more on that series, as well as others featured in our summer preview, including Painkiller, starring Tom Holland, the final episodes of Manifest, the return of Black Mirror, and Henry Cavill's final season of The Witcher. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our top summer movie pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
No one the
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would
don't you call in the
don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Indy's back one last time. Our must-see summer movie pick is Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. The fifth installment in the beloved franchise comes 15 years after the last film, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Harrison Ford's Indy is set to retire at his 9-to-5, but his goddaughter, Helena, played by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, needs his help to secure the Dial of Destiny, an ancient relic with powers that can change time as we know it. Here's the trailer.
Retiring.
Well, in that case, what are we drinking?
Same for the goddaughter.
Dad told me you found something on a train during the war.
A dial that could change the course of history.
Why are you chasing the thing that drove your father crazy?
Don't move.
We need to get out of here.
Stop!
Sorry.
Helena!
Dr. Jones, get him. Hitler made mistakes, and with this, I will correct them all.
You stole it.
Then you stole it.
And then I stole it. It's called capitalism.
This way!
Fasten your seatbelt. There might be some turbulence.
You've taken your chances, made your mistakes, and now a final triumph.
Indiana Jones.
A few times in my life I've seen things.
I've been tortured with voodoo. Been shot 9 times, including once by your father.
Sorry.
But I've been looking for this all my life.
Oh, I love that music so much. All right, so come for the classic indie action. Stay for the digitally de-aged version of Harrison Ford that caused lots of buzz at the Cannes Film Festival, where, by the way, Ford was recognized with a surprise Lifetime Achievement Award. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny hits theaters June 30th. We, of course, have more on that movie, including its villain played by Mads Mikkelsen, and other summer movies, including Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, Oppenheimer, and Asteroid City star Scarlett Johansson, all at EW.com. And finally today, our trivia question and answer. Indiana Jones has a long list of trusty sidekicks who have helped him on his missions throughout the 5 films in the series, including Ki-Hui Kwan's Short Round and Sean Connery's Professor Henry Jones Sr. But do you know who played his sidekick Satipo in the first Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark? Was it Alfred Molina, Ray Winstone, or John Hurt? That would be Alfred Molina. Satipo started out as Indy's assistant, but went on to betray him while on a mission to find a golden idol in a South American jungle. That is our show for today. We will have news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.